Unit 2. Wishes and Regrets. Dialogues. Parents' Evening.
Unit 2. Track 1. Regrets. Should we go straight to her classroom?
Perhaps we should report to the school office first.
Good idea. After you.
Thank you.
It's this way, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
It's strange how all schools seem to smell the same.
I know what you mean.
And that smell immediately takes you back to your own school days.
Yes. I wish I were a schoolgirl again.
Really?
Yes. When I was a teenager, I couldn't wait to be grown up. I wish I'd enjoyed being a child more.
I hated school. I couldn't wait to leave.
Don't you have any regrets?
No, not really. Well, at one time I wanted to be a doctor.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Why didn't you become a doctor?
I didn't work hard enough at school. If I'd worked harder, I would have gotten better grades.
And if you'd gotten better grades, you would now be Dr. Nixon.
Yes, maybe.
So, you do have at least one regret.
Yes, I wish I'd worked harder at school, but I'm not sure I'd like to be a doctor.
I think you'd make a very good doctor.
Really? Oh, here's the office.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Jack Nixon. I have a daughter in...
You must be Paula's father.
That's right.
You can go straight to her classroom. The teacher will be there in a moment.
Thank you.
Track 2. In the classroom. This is the classroom.
Hello. Hello, Mrs. Butlin said she'd be back in a moment. In the meantime, you can look at anything in your daughter's desk. As you can see, the pupils have put a name card on each desk. You can also look at the work they've done on the walls. Thank you.
Are you a teacher or a parent?
Neither. I'm the caretaker.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
No problem. These whiteboards must be a lot better than the old blackboards.
It's certainly much nicer without all that chalk dust. But it's not easy to keep them clean, is it, Mr...
Harrison. No, you're right. They're a lot harder to keep clean than the old blackboards.
Sorry I'm late. Thank you, Mr. Harrison.
Don't mention it. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You must be Paula's parents.
Well, I'm Paula's father.
And I'm her nanny. Is it okay for me to be here?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Well, Paula's doing very well. She's got used to the English way of doing things very quickly.
Good.
She's good at maths and English, and her written work is always very neat.
What about her homework?
She always does it, and always hands it in on time.
Is there anything that she could improve?
Yes, she doesn't talk much in class. Is she very shy?
Paula, shy? No, not at all. She talks all the time at home.
Perhaps you could have a word with her about it.
Yes, I will.
Otherwise, she's a model pupil.
I'm glad to hear it.
Do you have any other questions that you'd like to ask?
No, I don't think so.
In that case, will you excuse me while I talk to the next parents?
Of course. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Vocabulary schools. Track 3. People at a school.
Teacher.
Head teacher.
Principal.
Tutor.
Staff.
Faculty.
Member of staff.
Faculty member.
School secretary.
Caretaker.
Janitor.
Prefect.
Monitor.
Pupil.
Student.
Parent.
Governor.
Board of Governors.
Schoolwork.
Curriculum.
Subject.
Exam. Examination.
Homework.
Revision.
Review.
Timetable.
Schedule.
Period.
Lesson.
Break.
Recess.
Free period.
Assembly.
School equipment.
Blackboard.
Whiteboard.
Chalk.
Marker pen.
Rubber. Board rubber.
Eraser. Board eraser.
Textbook.
Exercise book.
Notebook.
Pen.
Pencil.
Rubber.
Eraser.
Protractor.
Compass.
Calculator.
Desk.
Chair.
Cupboard.
Closet.
Cabinet.
Bell.
Parts of a school.
Classroom.
Class.
Hall.
Dining hall.
Gym.
Science lab.
Language lab.
Computer room.
Staff room.
Canteen.
Cafeteria.
School office.
School gate.
Playground.
School yard.
Playing field.
Toilets.
Lavatories.
Business situations. Track 4. Responding to a telephone complaint.
Hello, Mr. Jiang. This is Bill Trent from Equipment Plus. I'm calling about our most recent order. Yes, Mr. Trent, how can I help you? Well, we ordered item FP232 3 weeks ago, and it still hasn't been delivered. I called your customer service department on Monday and was promised delivery by 5 p.m. yesterday, but we're still waiting. This is taking too long. I'm sorry about this, Mr. Trent. Let me find out what I can do about your order.
And I'll get back to you in a few minutes.
Fine. Mr. Trent, this is Zhang Ming. I'm very sorry for the delay, but we've been waiting for delivery from the manufacturer. Look, I'm really not interested in all that. I just want to know when we'll get the part. I'll see if we can get your order out by tomorrow morning. Will that work for you? No, no. If I don't get that part today, I'll go to another supplier. Okay, I'll call the manufacturer and see what I can do. I'll call you back by 1 and let you know what the situation is. Yes. Yes, I'd appreciate that.
Track 5. A reminder about payment.
Hello, Tom Brennan speaking. Hello, Mr. Brennan. This is Alan Godfrey from Henshaw Brothers. Did you receive a letter from us last week reminding you about the outstanding balance you have with us? No, no, I can't say that I did. But given the state of this office, that's not surprising. We just moved into a new building. Oh, well, your account has a balance of $3,578 that was due on May the 1st. Payment is now 4 weeks overdue. Can you remind me what it was for? Of course. In April, we supplied you with several hundred ceiling fittings. The invoice number is 78202. Okay, I'll look for it. But please send me a copy so that we can pay up at the end of the month, even if we can't find the original. No problem. I'll fax you a copy this afternoon. Yes. Actually, I received it today. We've just moved into a new office and some of our paperwork got misplaced during the move. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Can you tell me when we can expect to receive payment? Well, I was planning to send you a partial payment at the end of this month. I'm afraid I have to ask you to send the full amount of the balance. Your payment is now 2 months overdue, and our invoice requests full payment in 30 days. If we don't receive full payment by June 1st, we will have to take appropriate action. I see. Well, I'll send you a cheque for the full amount today. Good. We look forward to receiving your cheque.